leaning into your strengths to get recruited. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 76. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, and welcome to my Facebook Live audience. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. You've tuned into the right place. I'm an athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of RecruitMe. I'm a podcaster, as you can see, and here I'm an author and speaker. And our sponsor, once again, is my new book, which is doing really well, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. It's available on Amazon, and the newly released audiobook, also available on Amazon and Audible. That's the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. This podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future, so I dig in and give you takeaways you can use immediately. Always do that. You can find every episode on my website, recruitme.com, but it's easier on an app, the Apple Podcast app, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, and others. As I say that, just before I signed on and began recording this, I discovered last week's episode did not upload. You may have been looking for it, and it wasn't there. I have no clue why it didn't. So I just a few minutes ago went and republished it, and I really love the episode. The title of it is The Secret to Getting Recruited, Choosing the Right School, and Getting the Best Offer. I mean, come on. How's that for a title? And the episode's pretty good, too. It was my Christmas episode. And so come down to the end of the year, I wanted to give you some things that you could really hang your hat on looking ahead to the next year. And so that episode is all about laser focus and how you can have a 2018 that far outdistances what you've achieved in 2017. I encourage you to go ahead and listen to that. So you got a twofer. You got that one. You got this one. And this time around, we are again going to look to 2018, and I'm going to share some things with you that I think will help you as an athlete and parents as you look over your son or daughter and help them and encourage them through this process. I want you to go to my website. Got a couple things there. Got something new for you there. First of all, the thing that's been there for a while that a lot of people are downloading is the free chapter from my Athletic Scholarship Playbook. You can go there and get that at recruitme.com, recruit-me.com. Go ahead and grab that. And then another thing I have that I'm really excited about, just finish it up. I've been kind of hibernating a lot in the last few weeks and have put together and updated, along with new content, the RecruitMe Athletic Scholarship System. This is something I've had out for many years. And over the last few weeks, been updating content, bringing it up to speed. I've also added the audiobook of the Athletic Scholarship Playbook to the RecruitMe system. I encourage you to go ahead and check that out. And to celebrate this, I've gone ahead and I've discounted it 33%. So one third off on this, the RecruitMe system. You got everything in there, all the tools, and they've been updated. Pretty excited to get that out to you. Go ahead and check it out at recruitme.com. I usually don't do any selling here on the podcast, but it was just today that I released it. Everything's updated, and you can have it immediately as a digital download. But make sure you get the freebie too, the Athletic Scholarship Playbook free first chapter. Well, let's get into our content here on this day after Christmas. And you're saying, John, really? Are you doing a podcast the day after Christmas? Did you record this a few weeks ago? No, it really is. And to prove it, doing the Facebook Live for you here, I don't know whether I'll get this thing uploaded, edited, and uploaded before tomorrow, Wednesday. And I'm bad because I promise a new episode every Tuesday. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching here. Every once in a while, I do a Facebook Live. If you're a parent, if you're an athlete, this is for you. Now, here's what I want to do. Parents, I want to encourage you to listen in as I talk to your son or daughter. This is for your son or daughter. This content is for the athlete. But parents, please listen in. And if you're the only one listening right now, then this is definitely one that you want your athlete to listen to. So let me just share some things with you, athletes. As you get set for 2018, as you have strengths and you want to maximize them to get a scholarship, I want to help make this upcoming year taking you to the next level in the way you do this and also in your own talents. So here we go with this. You've been made uniquely. I mean, there's no other one like you. We had twin sons, and they were just about identical. They may be identical, but they were unique as can be. We notice the things that are alike, but I'm telling you, there are some things, a lot of things there still are, that make them unique, even though they were near identical twins. They were made uniquely. No two people are alike. There's no one like you. You have God-given strengths. When God made you, he threw out the mold. And you have strengths that you can maximize, not only in athletics, but in so many ways. And that's, I want you to know that, starting right off, because we're going to build on that. And how do I connect that to athletic scholarships and recruiting? Well, you'll see. Let me just give you some examples. Think of some of the great athletes of all time. Who are some of the greatest runners of all time? You know, over history, you just think of some of those. And Bolt right now is the guy who's the sprinter and the best sprinter maybe in history. But how about some of the others over the years that are great sprinters? Carl Lewis. Some said he was the greatest of all time at that time. You may not know who Carl Lewis is, but you know who Bolt is. But each of these runners, even though they were world record holders, they had strengths in how they ran that made them as good as they were and made them run as fast as they did. Even the greatest, fastest runners are unique in their own ways, and they became champions not by doing what everybody else did, but by maximizing the God-given strengths that they have. And they became champions. Same thing, you think of quarterbacks. Some of the greatest quarterbacks in history. I mean, Peyton Manning, for instance. You got Tom Brady. So Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, I mean, they are like at the top. They are great quarterbacks and others throughout history. But Peyton Manning is totally different than Tom Brady. Yeah, they're great passers. I mean, they are great passers. But they throw differently. They run differently. They have different strengths. Tom Brady doesn't emulate Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning, well, he's not emulating anybody on the field now, but he didn't emulate Tom Brady, but he took his strengths and maximized those to become a champion. Think about, you know, for me, baseball, I think of great pitchers in history. And you got Clayton Kershaw now and Sandy Koufax. They're both left-handed. They've been compared to each other. However, they're totally different. They have uniquenesses that they bring to the table that made them great, even though they're both left-handed pitchers. So even the best are unique. What are your strengths? I've got to ask you that right now, athlete. What are your strengths? As a person, what are your strengths? Not even talking about sports, but you as a person, student athlete, what makes you unique? Just off the top of your head. Parents, as you think about that, I'm sure you can rattle off four or five things right away that makes your son or daughter unique. What are those? Think about that. We did an exercise, in fact, at work in my other job. And I wish I had it here. I meant to bring that slip of paper. But we had an exercise where there are like 30 of us in the room that work together. We're all handed a blank sheet with, at the top, there was a name on it, a name of somebody in the room. I had my name on one of the sheets. And we, for the next 20 minutes, wrote down one thing about each person that we really thought were strengths and that we liked about that person that really stood out. And I got my sheet back, and all these people wrote things about me, from my sense of humor to my radio voice, to the way I lead. There were specific things in there that made me unique. Somebody talked about being a Dodger fan. That's unique. I'm a unique Dodger fan. But so we went through that, and I got back the sheet of paper and said, wow, I really am unique. And all these people affirmed that. It was a great exercise. And maybe you want to do that as a family. That'd be kind of cool. Sit around the table and it would have been a great thing to do at Christmas, wouldn't it? When you had everybody together, more people together. Maybe you still do for the week. Get together and write down on the sheet of paper what makes this person unique. And you get your sheet back and you realize how you are unique as a person. So athletically, you know, what are your strengths? As you think about that and you write it down, you have an idea then through your own knowledge, through your parents' knowledge, what are your strengths? For me, I was a left-handed pitcher and I threw hard. That was one of my strengths. That was probably the greatest strength. I didn't have the greatest control, but I threw hard enough. I got enough guys swinging and missing that they even swung at the bad pitches. So those strengths. In fact, what are those, let me call those non-statistical strengths? Things that can't even be measured. Maybe your will to win on the field. Your ability to come back when the chips are down. Your ability to fight through disappointment, your hustle, your encouragement of your teammates, your leadership abilities, your always looking on the positive side and you bring others with you, and doing that leads to victory. Those things, what I call those non-statistical strengths, those figure in to you as an athlete as you work towards that athletic scholarship, because coaches aren't always looking at you and the way you perform. They're looking beyond that. Then a question I have for you is, how about your weaknesses? What are your weaknesses? Now I say that, and I bet you will name your weaknesses quickly. Boom. A lot more quickly than you name your strengths. We all kind of think about the things we don't do well and wish we did well. So what are your athletic weaknesses? Yeah, your mind's kind of firing on that. You come up with those fast. That's our natural tendency. And our natural tendency then is to take those weaknesses and work on them so you can be an all-around and well-balanced athlete, right? You hear that. Want to be an all-around athlete. Want to be a well-balanced athlete. Want to have lots of strengths and really improve on those weaknesses so they're not the holes in our performance. Well, I contend that you will lose ground if you focus on improving your weaknesses. If that's your main focus, I'm not saying leave those out, but if that's your main focus, then you'll lose ground. Why? Because your strengths will suffer. What makes you stand out will fade. Because you're not working on those. You think, well, I've got the strength, so I'm there. I'm already there. I'm doing well. However, you're missing out on getting that extra 10 or 15% out of your strength that make you a recruited athlete. For instance, in my own life, I mentioned I was a pitcher, and I had a great fastball. This is before they measured the speed. I'm not that old, but they're just getting the guns then. So I threw hard, and then I had a coach come to me and help me work on the movement of my ball. I worked on that and had a miserable senior year because I couldn't really control where the ball was going. And my speed was not really as good as it was when I just worked on my speed. My strength was my speed, not the movement of the ball by holding it a different way. I had somebody come on and try to make me a better all-around pitcher. Well, the strength that I had, I really lost. And it didn't do well for me. And the results, the outcome wasn't good. So I encourage you to stick working on your strengths, okay? Now, we're at about the 15-minute mark, and I have some closing comments here to bring this home for you. So listen, and just to illustrate not only my example, remember Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? Man, the guy couldn't shoot a free throw. I don't know what his final percentage was, but man, he was a failure at that. That was not a strength of his. Do you think he sat and stood on the line in practice and just did free throws all day? No, some days he did, but he was going, I want to work on my hook shot, because that was a winner for him. He wanted to work on those things he knew that contributed most to the team and were the strengths of his that made him a winner, made his team a winner. He didn't ignore the free throws. He worked on those, but that wasn't his emphasis. Are most pitchers good hitters? No. Some are great, or I wouldn't say great. Some are good. If you hit 200 as a pitcher, you're like out of this world. Well, pitchers don't go out and take a lot of batting practice. They spend their time in the bullpen. They spend time running. They spend time working on the things that make them better pitchers. Runners have their strengths. We talked about that. If you're a runner, good sprinter, you usually don't try to become a distance runner and try to do both, because one will suffer. Usually your strength does, and you don't achieve even in the distances what you would need to achieve to become a champion. So those are some real life examples. And I want to encourage you to lean into your strengths in 2018 as an athlete, as a student athlete, so on the student side as well, as a person. But as we talk about the athletic scholarship, I want to focus on your athletic abilities to lean into your strengths this year. I'm going to give you three action points. But first, these are powerful quotes from a guy who wrote a book called Strengths Finder 2.0. You got to go get that book. Tom Rath was the author. I got some great quotes from him that bring this home. You cannot be anything you want to be, but you can be a whole lot more of who you already are. You can be a whole lot more of who you already are. Great quote. He also said, if you spend your life trying to be good at everything, you will never be great at anything. From the cradle to the cubicle, we devote more time to our shortcomings than to our strengths. See, this is a lifelong problem that he talks about here. And it's so true for us as athletes. And finally, he said, the most successful people start with dominant talent and then add skills, knowledge, and practice to the mix. When they do this, that raw talent actually serves as a multiplier. That's a long one, but absorb that a little bit. So if you expect to get an athletic scholarship, talent indeed is probably the most important element. You can't get it without talent. And I've said before that it's not the only element, and don't focus too much on that, because you got to make sure you're a good student, and you got to make sure you have character. All those blend together when coaches approach you as a recruit. But the talent is the first thing that's going to get their attention. So here's three things I'd like you to do as we set into 2018. Athletes, one, inventory your strengths. We talked about that. What I mean is make a list of your three top strengths, just three, just three. If you come up with eight, you got to go back, and I want you to narrow that down to three. You'll never improve on eight things, and there's probably not eight things that is going to make a huge difference, but you want the three, the top three. Ask others to help you out in evaluating, man, what are my strengths? Coach, what are my strengths? Mom, dad, what are my strengths as an athlete? What are my strengths as a pitcher? What are my strengths as a goalie? What are my strengths as I run? Secondly, develop a plan to improve on those strengths in this upcoming year. Develop a plan to improve on those strengths. How are you going to become stronger at your strength? Better? How are you going to maximize your strength even more? How are you going to be a better fastball pitcher? How are you going to be a better sprinter? What are you going to do to become a better goalie? What are you going to do with those strengths to become a better goalie? Remember, what are you going to do with those strengths to become a better goalie? Now, if it's measurable, then it's easier to evaluate, probably. But that's not always going to be the case. You're not going to be able to measure and the speed of your fastball. Yes, you can do that, but you can't evaluate your curve. that's not measurable, but it is. You can evaluate, have other people evaluate it. If you want to say that curveball, I'm really going to make that the best, but you can evaluate it. Third, after 6 months, log your improvement. In other words, evaluate where you were in 6 months. In June, evaluate from where you were in January in these areas of strength. Would you do those three things for me? Write this down too. Inventory your strengths. Secondly, develop a plan to improve on those strengths this year. And after 6 months, log your improvements so you can see how you're doing. You may want to do that after 3 months. Perhaps you have a coach who come alongside you or instructor that helps you work on your strengths. You know, you can do this for every area of your life as well. But on this episode, we're just going to talk about doing that for your athletic ability. I sure hope that helps you out as you approach 2018. If you want to be a scholarship athlete, you've got to put the work into it. You got to put the effort. It's not just going to happen. I talk about taking the initiative. And it's not only taking the initiative to approach coaches, but it's taking the initiative in everything that you do. Do things others wouldn't do. You're going to take a look at three strengths. You may be the only one on your team this year who takes a look at those three strengths and tries to improve on maybe one of those. What is the one strength I'm going to improve on here in the next 6 to 12 months? Focus, focus, focus. You don't want to dilute things. You want to rise with those God-given abilities that you have. So think about that. Walk through that in 2018. As I close, I just want to remind you that I've got the Athletic Scholarship Playbook free chapter available on my website at recruit-me.com, recruitme.com. Also take a look at the newly developed RecruitMe Athletic Scholarship System, updated and adding to it my Athletic Scholarship Playbook audiobook. Well, that's it for now. And we'll talk to you next Tuesday. I'll try to get on this a lot faster. But hey, if you're watching Facebook Live, you get it on Tuesday. It may be Wednesday before I get this released. And please go look back on the previous episode because it's a good one. Well, that's it for now. You take care. And I wish you a happy new year.